For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A memorial display honoring former President George H.W. Bush and his relationship with former Senator Bob Dole will be set up for public viewing tomorrow by the Dole Institute of Politics at the University of Kansas. That, according to the Kansas City Star, Bob and Elizabeth Dole issued a statement yesterday calling Bush a cherished servant leader who's been truly the man for all seasons. Dole on what the nation is losing with the passing of the 41st president.
I think there are certain qualities that veterans have, and when Bush was president, I think about three-fourths of Congress were veterans, and we would stick together and work together.
Bush, who died late Friday at his Houston home at the age of 94, is to be honored with a state funeral at National Cathedral in the nation's capital Wednesday, followed by burial Thursday on the grounds of his presidential library at Texas A&M. Before that, his body will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda for a public viewing on Monday until Wednesday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225. 7225 or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free 888-998-7225 or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump tells reporters on Air Force One if Congress asks, he's willing to sign a two-week government funding extension due to the death of former President Bush.
They come, which they have, to talk about an extension because of President Bush's passing, I would absolutely consider it and probably give it.
And the president tells reporters the deal he struck with Chinese President Xi is a big one, one of the biggest ones ever.
It'll have an incredibly positive impact on farming, meaning agriculture, industrial products, computers, every type of product.
President Trump also told reporters that he thinks there could be a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in January or February next year. The White House, in a statement issued Saturday night, said the U.S. would leave the tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese products at a 10% rate and not raise it to 25% at this time. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice Admiral Scott Sterney, who oversaw U.S. naval forces in the Middle East, was found dead Saturday in his residence in Buran. Defense officials are calling it an apparent suicide. Sterney was the commander of the U.S. Navy's Buran-based 5th Fleet. The Navy says Vice Admiral Jim Malloy, the Deputy Chief of Naval Operations for Operations Plans and Strategy, has taken interim command until a permanent successor is chosen. According to CNN, the day the latest report on climate change came out, the three major networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, spent 3 minutes in the nightly news on that story and 6 minutes on Kanye West visiting the White House. Climate change is not getting the attention from the media that it deserves, according to Genevieve Gunther of InClimateSilence.org.
The irony is that, in fact, the media is reporting stories about climate change every day. Every day there are stories about drought, about wildfires, about typhoons and hurricanes, about heat, about all sorts of effects. And very often these stories will appear without the media even mentioning climate change even once. The idea is not necessarily to do more discrete stories on climate change, but actually to mention climate change in the stories that the media is already reporting.
It's pretty obvious that air conditioning is a necessary technology, and demand for more AC is growing. So Rocky Mountain Institute and a group in India are offering $3 million to the air conditioning genius who can come up with a more environment-friendly way to keep us cool. It's called the Global Cooling Prize, and the prize's ambassador is famed billionaire philanthropist Richard Branson. For USA Radio News, I'm...